yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Chuck Schumer has set votes on seven nominees for the State Department that require Senate confirmation. Right now, we have hundreds of State Department people who need Senate confirmation, including ambassadors to critical countries and elsewhere, whom the Republicans are slowing up to hurt Biden. They're hurting the United States. Ted Cruz has blocked 30 of them to hurt Biden. Josh Hawley is a malignant tumor. He's the guy from Missouri, wants to run for president. Josh Hawley has one of these very, very fancy resumes, and he thinks he should be president. He's a very dangerous guy. He's the guy on January 6th when he went into the Capitol to vote on certification. He voted against certification of the Biden win, even though people were beating up cops right outside the door. He gave a thumbs up to the insurrectionists. Remember that? He walks in, he gives a thumbs up. This guy's a dangerous individual. He's a hack. He shows up at about 1%. Even Trump cultists kind of recoil in horror when they look at him. You know what he said? He said he's going to hold up every. Cruz is only holding up 30 of them. Hawley is going to block every State Department nominee by Biden until Biden's National Defense Team, State Department team resigns. Blinken, the Secretary of State, Sullivan, the NSA director, and so on. Now, obviously, that's not going to work. They're not going to resign. But let me put it to you. Why should we have a government where one senator can just raise his hand and say, I want to delay this for a long time? It's because there are 100 of them, which is a small number when you consider their power to vote on money. And they all have a very high opinion of themselves. Chuck Grassley is 88. He's running for his eighth term. He'd be 94. The guy doesn't have all his marbles. Put him out to stud, put him out to pasture, let him graze on the back 40. Give him a bucket of oats, bucket of water, get him out of there. And these characters go, well, I'm uncomfortable with this. Yeah, let's wait a couple of months. You're talking about things like debt limit. You're talking about things like the State Department and our ambassadors in troubled countries. And you let Josh Hawley, they think they're in the Roman Senate. Now, the Roman Senate, for a very brief period of time in Roman history, they were the senators. And these people had a very high opinion of themselves. They'd be carried in on velvet couches and togas, some beautiful woman dangling grapes in their mouth, tickling them under the chin with a turkey feather. Actually, they didn't have turkeys, some other kind of feather. Or just tickling them under the chin. And they were big shots. They were really big deal. The senators don't do any work. They're lazier than hell. Take a good look at them. They're very lazy. Most of them, no, I shouldn't say most of them, some of them couldn't find a job outside of politics. Absolutely lazy. And their only desire is to get reelected. That's their only desire. And Hawley, wanting a headline, is saying, okay, I'm going to block every State Department nominee, everyone. And Cruz is blocking 30 of them. And then if you overcome that, somebody else, Mike Lee of Utah, somebody else will go, okay, I'll block it for another 30 days. It's not right in the most powerful country in the world in history to let this kind of thing happen where they can injure the United States. They will injure the United States. You do understand that. Trump did say he didn't trust the CIA or the FBI, but he trusted Putin, the murderous KGB agent. Murderous KGB agent. Murdered people in Berlin, London. Trump did say that. Moscow Mitch stands by Trump. They all stand by him. So what are we going to do about this? I have an idea. This has got to occur to other people. Those rules are set by the Senate, by the majority. If Schumer tomorrow said, all right, we're going to have a vote to get rid of individual senator privilege. Individual senator privilege. If you want to block something, you need a majority. You need 51 votes. And you only have 50. You only have 50. We have 51 because of Kamala Harris. And we are going to confirm all of them. Why doesn't Schumer do that? Well, for a couple of reasons. One has two names, Manchin and Sinema. It would take their votes. And Manchin and Sinema go, well, there's Senate protocol to think about. No, there's not. This is not Cicero in the Roman Senate. They used to stab each other in the back. They'd poison each other. The emperor, believe it or not, the emperor, if he wanted you gone, would send an emissary, knock on your door. And he would say, poison yourself. And you better do it, or he would take you and torture you. And so people torture themselves. I think Seneca had to, people committed suicide. One of Seneca's relatives had to do that. For people who weren't Roman citizens, they crucified them. But no Roman citizen was crucified because he was a Roman citizen, permitted to poison himself. I don't like that kind of thing. In America, we don't like that kind of thing. We fought a revolution, you remember? Ever heard about it? And we elected George Washington. Some guy said, hey, George, your name is George. Why don't you be King George the First of the United States? He could have easily. He said, no way. No, I'm a president of the United States. And I'm going to run for one term and get reelected, and that's it. One of the greatest people in our country's history. Well, Abraham Lincoln and others. So we don't go in for that kind of stuff. But the Senate goes in for that kind of stuff. And Josh Hawley's the kind of guy, I mean, if he'd been in Rome, he wouldn't have been in the Senate. He probably, I don't know, they would have told him to poison himself. He's no good. He's simply no good. This business of Senate privilege goes back to a time when the Senate had people who, even if they disagreed, were united in supporting the United States. Josh Hawley is not united in supporting the United States. Josh Hawley is united within himself in getting elected president. He's never going to be president, but he will injure himself. And Moscow Mitch has whipped up people like Ron Johnson, the rest, to be united in one thing, to damage Joe Biden so he can't get reelected and a Republican can get back in. That's the only thing they're doing. They are willing to strip down our State Department while our people are under attack around the world. They're willing to stop paying part of our armed services, our FBI and others, because they think that it'll reflect back on Biden. Everybody is just sitting on his couch burping and yawning with the remote, and they go, well, this is bad. Biden's president, therefore I'll vote for the Republicans who did it. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. What do we do about it? Schumer has got to put in an override to individual senator privilege. You can say, all right, you can have a senator privilege for 72 hours and convince me, the majority leader, that it's semi-legit, or you're toast. And if they try to do it serially, which means all the sociopaths in the Republican caucus do it and goose up their 72 hours by 50, no way. But it takes Manchin Sinema. Anybody know Manchin Sinema? Why don't you email them? Call their office. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Something wrong now. I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game.